You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on July 20th, 2022, and is titled, The Trick of the Tithe. Grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
Some of these subjects that we need to talk about need to be talked about. How many of y'all have accepted things in your religious life just because that's how it is? You've heard it over and over and over, and we just accept it. Well, maybe some of that stuff don't work so good. Maybe there's some of those things that actually deviate from true faith. Probably wouldn't hurt to talk about it, would it? So if you leave here tonight and your feathers are ruffled up, call me in the morning. I'll bring a horse brush and we'll smooth them back out. But hopefully tonight we'll all leave not with our feathers ruffled up because somebody monkeyed with your religion a little, but that we see a little more clearly how God operates in our everyday lives, especially with our finances and our generosity and how we live amongst our fellow man. We'll learn some truths about the difference between an organization and a storehouse. And we'll learn some things about what it means to be sold out as a Christian, where everything is fully available to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a hard concept to understand for people who've never met him. There's plenty of them that have warmed the seats of institutionalized religion since Moby Dick was a minnow, and still have yet to have missed the opportunity to absolutely know Jesus Christ as he is, where he is, how he is right now. And so that's what we're after. And so we can all go home to our kitchen tables and we can live kingdomly while the rest of the world chooses to live upside down. We can go home and live right side up. And so we're going to talk about that stuff tonight. But I got another little thing before Murphs get up here and do their two songs. You know, we live in very conservative country out here in West Texas. And this church, this little fellowship's pretty conservative because, you know, when my mom was alive, she asked me one time, she said, Stephen, what do you do with liberals in your church? I said, I never had one stay. I don't know. They change or they go away. I don't know. But we're having a guest is coming to our town Friday. His name is Robert O'Rourke. Some people know him as Beto. That's not his name. His name is Robert O'Rourke. He's a governor candidate for governor of the state of Texas. He's his second try at it. He's very, very liberal, very ungodly in a lot of his ways of doing things. He asked to come here. I wanted to say that out loud in defense of some leadership in our town. Nobody sent him an invite. He asked to come. He was forewarned again that, hey, this is not, everybody probably not going to think like you do when you get here. But here's been my stance ever since I've been asked to be involved. He is part of the process. In the United States of America right now, we operate in at least two parties. Sometimes three. It's called a choice. That's rooted in freedom. That's how we operate in America. So whether I like your ideas, whether I like you, doesn't matter. I get to draw my own opinion. We talked last week about judging. So in the midst of elections, I get to pick. And I get to choose out, I get to draw an opinion of who I believe is the best person to run our state or run our town or whatever. What's really bad is when you don't have a choice. That happens a lot in this town, and it's happened a lot in these local elections. It happens where you don't have options. Competition makes better candidates. Competition will stir up a community. Competition will cause hard questions and make you answer, will you give hard answers. Competition will actually make you speak out loud ahead of time so they can hold your feet to the fire after you're sworn in. And nowadays, everything that's said and done is on record. Everybody's got a cell phone with 14 cameras in it. Well, there ain't no sneaking around anymore. And so I just want to tell you that when he comes to this town, my prayer is that he'll be asked the hard questions and be forced to give legitimate answers. But he'll be met with respect. And he'll be treated as another human. And that we'll be intelligent and not emotional. The sheriff's sitting right in here today. I bet he's never had to bust up a group of people because they were extra intelligent. But when we get emotional, that changes everything. Then common sense goes out the door. No matter what happens here Friday in Muleshoe, while emotions are already running high, people are opening their flap and there's nothing rattling around behind it, so just stuff comes out. That's not beneficial to anybody. You know, if you ask a guy legitimate questions in the right spirit, might actually cause a man to go home and think a little bit about how he just answered. Apparently, there's somebody that agrees with who and how he is, or he wouldn't have the backing to be here. Now, I'm not promoting him, and I'm not standing up for him, because I'm going to be one of the guys asking a question. And it won't be an easy one. But it'll be delivered with respect, in the right spirit. It'll be very well thought out. It'll require a very well thought out answer. And that's how that'll go. And so in our community, when we operate that way, they leave with a different taste in their mouth than what happens when you act like a herd of redneck buffoons. So I just wanted to lay that out, because when he comes to speak to the chamber members at 10 o'clock on Friday, then at 11 o'clock is his own open meeting. Y'all are invited for anybody that doesn't want to listen to that or doesn't want to participate in that. At 11 o'clock, we will be over here, and we're going to pray, and we're going to discuss, and we might sing a song. I don't know what we're going to do, but there's a group of conservative people in our town that asked if we could just gather up here, pray for whoever, Governor Abbott, pray for Robert O'Rourke, pray for our nation, pray for our state, but to keep a mind of prayer, engaging God, and hopefully he can use us in an intelligent way, that we work correctly in the process, because this is the process of liberty. Two parties, a choice. It's our job to draw intelligent conclusions, to be an intelligent people, keep our emotions in check, and do our very best. So I just wanted to lay that out, because even in the town of Muleshoe, there's a lot of people on the other side of that camera that would rather just be on the other side of that camera. We'll just put it this way. But that's what's going to go on in our town Friday. So it's important for our state. There's serious, serious issues for the state of Texas. And he is the other guy on the ticket. So I just wanted to lay that out a little bit, because I think there's a certain level of maturity that needs to accompany this. And so one other thing. If you're the smartest, most prepared guy in the room, you win every time. That's all it is. Strive to be that way, and we'll get along a lot better. So let's pray right quick, and then we'll get the Murphs up here. Lord, I just want to thank you for tonight, Lord. We've got a great opportunity. We're going to baptize tonight, Lord. I know you're pleased with that. Lord, we've got some things to talk about tonight that can get a little ticklish. And, Lord, tonight I pray that we'll just visit as we do. Lord, I see this gathering here as what, like in the book of Acts, where they met at each other's house. This isn't a church building, Lord. This is just our house where we come together like a family and we talk and we learn. And so we can go home to our own homes and our own families and work through some things and draw closer to you. God, we just want to do things in a way that pleases you, that, Lord, we walk in the benefits of your kingdom, of which are faith, peace, joy, love, hope, to dwell in your holy presence. So, Lord, that's all we want. So use your word tonight. By your Holy Spirit, Lord, may we project a message that removes some scales, brings some light in where there's darkness, helps all of us be better going out than we were coming in. And may it all be to your glory, Jesus. We love you, Lord, and praise you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
You know, I know how it works. And when you come to church or go anywhere, you meet people, and how you doing? All fine, blessed, whatever, you know. And you know, and I like to speak positive things too. But I know people. I know that we live in a fallen world, and I know not everything is just perfect. And I'm looking at just about everybody, and it's not a, you know, some people have coming out of something and going into something, and whether it's health or family or finances or loss or whatever it is. I know. But I just read this again this morning, and it just spoke to me, and it's in Habakkuk. How many of you can say Habakkuk? Yeah, that's a good word. I like that. It says, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vine, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flocks may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. So, you know, I don't care what you're going through. We got to decide that we're going to rejoice in the Lord. Amen? Amen.
Amen. Y'all give the Lord a big praise offering. That's good stuff. Thank y'all very much. Hey, while we're getting started here, can y'all tell there's just a nice presence of the Lord here tonight? Can y'all tell that? So before we go any further tonight, sometimes you take some things for granted. I think that's one of the problems we've had in our religion and faith over time, is you assume people are here. You assume people been here for a long time, and you assume that everybody knows what you know, and everybody knows who you know. So before we ever start this evening, if you're sitting in here tonight and Murph was singing, I'm going to tell you the Lord's up to something. You're singing those songs and you're hearing those words, but you're not fully convinced that there's a little old girl got pregnant one day and it was by God Himself and the Holy Spirit. And that little old baby that you've sung about once every 12 months happened. It took 30 years to get him to manhood. And he was baptized. We're going to do some of that tonight, because it was the right thing to do. And he came out of the water. And he went into 3.5 years of walking on this earth, spit at, ridiculed, made fun of, tried to mess him up, tried to trip him up, tried to get him gone, tried to get him out of here. Plumbed down to the last minute where a guy named Pontius Pilate even knew he was the Son of God and just had to get himself backed out of a bad situation. They took that guy. His name is Jesus. And they traded a guy named Barabbas for him on the stage one day. Because if you hadn't noticed yet, people are ignorant. They said, pick one. And they left Jesus on the stage and they took Barabbas. For one reason. So that the creator of the universe could somehow get you back in the family. Somehow get you back into the deal. And the only way to do that was get you cleaned up, get me cleaned up, because we're a nasty little bunch. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. And so even in his own moment there in Gethsemane where he prayed, and the Bible said he actually sweat blood, he submitted to the will of the Father. And some Romans come and got him, and they beat the tar out of him over and over and over. Stuck him up on a cross. And he hung there till he breathed his last. At that moment in time, every mistake that a horse sale auctioneer can make was wiped off the slate. And all I had to do was accept it, receive it, and walk a new direction to the glory of God. When they stuck him in the hole that we sung about a minute ago, and they sealed it with a big rock, 3 days later, all the Marys in town run down to the hole. And there wasn't anybody there but some angels. And they said, why do you look for the living among the dead? For he is risen. Because he rose, the windows of heaven were opened. Heaven is now accessible to all humans. The kingdom of God, it became accessible to all humans. But only by faith and belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. How he got here, who he is, who he's always been, and who he is now. The king of his kingdom, who rules our lives. He's forgiven you, he's forgiven me. He's empowered us to go live to the full and live to his glory. He's given us the promise of eternity with him. And it's the hope that we profess. Sometimes you got to just stop and testify to the small nuggets of truth that we take for granted. I came to that realization 26 years ago. I'd been hearing it since I was a little kid. I came to that realization 26 years ago. If you're not careful, you'll preach for 26 years and pretty soon you'll forget to mention that part while you're bantering all the details. So before I go one step further, because this lesson tonight, what we're going to talk about, this is for God's people. God's people. Those who are circumcised with the circumcision of the heart. Those who are indwelt with the Holy Spirit, who are marked as God's people. Not because of where you park your car or where you park your carcass, but because who you are now in Christ Jesus. I look around this room and I know for a fact there's a pile of you here who are truly born again. It's not my testimony, it's yours. So before we start a lesson for God's people, I just want to ask a simple question. But it's a really hard one if you're sitting in here tonight and you're one of them who's in here one more time and you're going to leave and go home one more time knowing you're still a little bit undone. You ain't just plumb come to that spot. And I just want to ask you if there's anybody in this room like that tonight. I'm not going to tell you about heaven and hell. I just want to tell you about my Jesus. And if you hadn't had the opportunity to know him, you raise your hand right now and I'm going to come back here and ask him to make sure you know him before the night's over. So if there's anybody here tonight, it's just playing the game. This is family. Nobody here gives a rat's eye in what you've been doing. Nobody cares. We just want to make sure everybody has the chance to know. This Jesus, it's like that last verse. He's coming back. Maybe this evening. Nobody knows. Do you know him now? Your only hope of knowing him then is knowing him now. Is there anybody here that wants me to pray for you before I move on? I just know that God wanted me to say that tonight. Okay. Well, if you're still here when church is over tonight, we get done doing what we're doing, you come find me and we'll still pray, okay? Everybody good with that? Okay. Hey, the 27th now, we've got Bunk Skelton coming. I need to get that announced. Y'all need to come. He's handy on the guitar. He's handy with that Bible. He's a good dude now. And we're going to, I want to, hopefully that night Murphs can be here. They're going back to Washington, D.C. the first week of August, and they're going to be doing praise and worship again on the mall there at the United States Capitol. And so we're going to pray over them and bless them. And so that's on the 27th. So y'all get that on your mind. So, all right. Now, I've dilly-dallied around long enough. I'm going to have to wade off into the mess a little bit. How many of y'all saw Coffee with the Colonel this morning? How many of y'all were intrigued by the title, The Trick of the Tithe? Well, I've already had a little bit of pushback finally. You know, I tried for that, and it's hard to get, but I did get a little bit. And so I want to talk about that just a little tonight. I'm going to sit down, and we're just going to relax and get your Bibles open if you want to take a few notes. I've got a lot to talk about, and we'll just see how the Holy Spirit guides me through all this, because there's more than can be said in one night. This book speaks volumes. Not about the formulas of religion, not about the formulas of how you make things work, but how man and God coexist, how we actually represent the kingdom of God. Is that not the goal? We've talked about it a lot in here, and on Tuesday mornings out of the book of Ezekiel, when God is reprimanding Israel for everything, and he's talking about his fury and he's talking about his wrath, there's one common denominator at the end of every chapter, at the end of every spot, and it is so that they will know that I am the Lord. That's the goal. So that's the goal of coming together. We need to learn things and operate in things more like Jesus, more like the will of the Father, so that the Holy Spirit, we work in harmony with him as we live, so those around us will know that he is the Lord. This has never been about what goes on in here. It's always about what goes on out there. For the seed you sow in here should bring a harvest out there. How many of y'all have thought seed and money were one and the same? I wouldn't raise my hand either if I was you. Money's not seed. Money can't bring anything forth. Seed brings a harvest. If you'll take a $100 bill and plant it out there in the grass and come back in 12 months, I was going to say it might be kind of musty and wet, but probably not here. Hopefully you bury it deep enough it doesn't blow away. But when you get back, it's just be a $100 bill. It's not going to produce anything. You can't grow a money tree. If you could, everybody'd have one. You can't. It's not seed. There's four kinds of seed represented in the Bible. One, and if you have to explain this to your kids when you get home, it'll be good. It'll be good conversation. the semen of a man, offspring, actual seeds that bring forth whatever it is, corn seed, wheat seed, fruit, whatever it is, and the seed of the Word of God. If you're going to sow, you can only sow seed. Can't sow anything else.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message, The Trick of the Tithe. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.